This is LBC News.
Breaking news stateside, and we must tell you about this. The former president, Donald Trump's tax records, are now in the hands of prosecutors in New York. He tried to keep them secret for years, but he's now being forced to by the US Supreme Court. Let's go live to our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. This is just broken, right?
Yes, it has, and credit to CNN for breaking this story. Their reporters telling us that at least 7 years, 8 years of Donald Trump's tax records are now in the hands of Cyrus Vance, the New York District Attorney, along with what is described as a cache of millions of pages of documents relating to Donald Trump's broader financial picture and the financial operations of his business empire. Now, all of this was inevitable, although Donald Trump had spent 17 months trying to argue legally that he didn't need to hand these documents over to prosecutors. He lost not once, but twice in the U.S. Supreme Court. That second ruling as recently as last week, with the Supreme Court justices saying that despite the fact that Donald Trump was once president of the United States, he had no option whatsoever but to comply with subpoenas compelling him legally to hand these documents over. These documents actually were not held by Donald Trump himself, but by his accounting firm, Mazars, which indicated that it would comply with the U.S. Supreme Court rulings on this issue. So it wasn't actually up to Donald Trump at the end of the day to decide whether to hand these documents over. It was his own accounting firm that chose to stay on the right side of the law and pass these documents into the hands of Cyrus Vance, the New York District Attorney. He, of course, is investigating possible tax fraud, insurance fraud, and other fraudulent schemes within the Trump organization, Donald Trump's business empire. Last week, when the Supreme Court handed down that second ruling, telling the president that he couldn't conceal these records any longer, the former president issued a furious statement accusing the Supreme Court of enjoining what he insists is a witch hunt against him. He even accused the justices of the Supreme Court of engaging in political persecution. So that gives you every indication of just how far the former president was prepared to go in terms of keeping these documents out of the hands of prosecutors. And we still don't know why he went to the mat. Clearly, there's something in these documents that he didn't want the district attorney to see. Well, now the district attorney can spend weeks and probably months poring through these millions of pages of documents, potentially building a case against Donald Trump, maybe others within the Trump organization that may or may not lead to criminal charges. We simply don't know. It's worth underscoring, Jim, that while the district attorney and his investigators can now see these documents, we can't. They will remain concealed from public view. The only members of the American public likely to see them at any point in the immediate future would be members of a grand jury in New York, because were criminal referrals to be made by the district attorney, he'd have to go to a grand jury to persuade them that there was cause to bring charges against people associated with Donald Trump's business empire. Those grand jury deliberations, of course, are also held behind closed doors and completely secret. So no indication as to when the American public on a large scale will get to see these documents. But this is a big moment. New York prosecutors now able to see whatever it was that until earlier today Donald Trump was doing everything he could to make sure that they didn't get to see.
Also today, Simon, we're expected to learn much more about the killing of Saudi American journalist Jamal Khashoggi, with the release of intelligence that could put US relations with Riyadh under fresh strain.
Yeah, I think there's no question about that. President Biden indicated yesterday that he has read this intelligence report put together by U.S. intelligence agencies about the murder and dismemberment of the Saudi American journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Remember that Mr. Khashoggi was a permanent legal resident of the United States, not an American citizen, but he had a green card which afforded him some level of legal protection from the United States and some degree of responsibility for the United States government in defending his situation in the aftermath of his murder. So into the public domain will go an unclassified version of this U.S. intelligence agency report. News agencies briefed by senior government officials here are reporting that we will learn that American intelligence concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved and possibly orchestrated the plot to kill Jamal Khashoggi. That will create enormous difficulties for the Saudi Crown Prince, who to all intents and purposes is running things in Saudi Arabia. President Biden has indicated that he will speak to King Salman and only King Salman possibly later this week once this report is out here. The White House was asked last week as to why President Biden has no plans to speak to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and we were told that, you know, that wouldn't work because President Biden is the President of the United States, and so counterpart to counterpart, he shouldn't be talking to the Crown Prince, he should only be talking to the King. Well, that rule applies when it's convenient at this White House, because we've already seen Vice President Kamala Harris talk to President Emmanuel Macron of France, clearly not her counterpart. But it's becoming evident that Joe Biden as president wants absolutely nothing to do with Mohammed bin Salman, at least over the short term. And this comes after the United States has pulled its support for the Saudi military campaign against Houthi rebels backed by Iran in Yemen. That military campaign carried out in very large measure by the Saudis with U.S. provided weaponry. So the traditionally warm, friendly relationship between Washington, D.C. And Riyadh is now very much under question. And let's see exactly what the nature is of the claims made in this intelligence report. And then we'll get a sense of where that relationship may be heading over the next 3 or 4 years.
Washington correspondent Simon Marks, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with the latest on those two bits of big news.
LBC News.